With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
My friend Todd once said to me, "I'm so glad that you did not discover drugs. If you had, you'd be dead by now. Because that's your addictive personality. You would want more and more and more and more, like you do with your creativity. You want more. It's never good enough. You got to have a bigger high, a bigger rush. And that's why I live this lifestyle with creativity being an addiction. I have to listen to it. I have to build a relationship up with it. I have to live with it. Unplug, because we will always say yes to creativity. Totally uncut, because we all make mistakes. So turn it into a tool. This is Arrow Unplugged. Oh, if my father were here today, the only thing that he would say to me is, get a haircut. He would. When I had hair to the middle of my back, latter part of the 1990s into the new millennium, and I finally got it cut off because of three reasons. Number one, every time I got out of the car, people got in their car. People just think that, oh my God, the guy's got long hair. He must be a drug addict. He must be a murderer. I know he's in a dark place. And it's like, no, that's not true at all. I just happen to like long hair. It's a rock and roll attitude is what it is. And the other reason why is because in martial arts, those that I was fighting in all of these tournaments, they would grab my hair and use it as a tool against me. It's like, yo, this has got to end. This has got to end. And then the third reason, when it's always in your face. Oh, God, I hate that feeling. When you've always got hair in your face, and if you're chewing on gum or eating food, you get the hair in your mouth. That's why I don't think I could ever grow a mustache, because that hair would get... it's just not me. Oh, God. Hey, it's Arrow. This is The Daily Mess, a chronological walkthrough in everyday world. I am a daily writer. This imagination is never going to turn off. Whew. That actually kind of scared me for a moment. Hold on a second here. I always tell people, don't put it in the universe. Don't put it in the universe. That scared me. Let me regrip here, okay? When I say this imagination never turns off, that, wow. It does turn off. And what I don't want it to do is turn off when I least expect it, because it's not a light switch. You can't just turn it back on. That was a real moment. This is The Daily Mess. Those moments such as that where something grabs you by the heart and it's like, oh God. And the only reason why I've not reached over here to turn off the equipment is because I think we can, there must be something here that we're going to grow from, that we're going to learn from. And moments are what I was going to talk about, but I didn't realize that I would have a moment while talking about a moment. When your mind is suddenly shoved into a new direction, taking note of that hair inside your mouth. Yes, I've got long hair. I love my long hair. No, I'm not going to get it cut off. I still call it my COVID hair. Yes, I'll be 60 years in age in 2022, a man with long hair. It's okay. It's okay. That's the one thing about the COVID lockdown. Little inner hippies were given permission to bring out their hippie selves. It's okay. I mean, even rock stars are starting to get long hair again. Sorry, Adam Levine, we don't have to look like you in Maroon 5. Those moments, man. And when it happens, oh, it totally takes your focus and puts it on something totally off the path of where you were just walking. Those moments. When listening to a song becomes a daily lesson. In all times that you've heard it, this is the only time that for some stinking reason, this song carries with it emotions and feelings. Those moments. When someone close by sneezes and instantly, whoa, don't do that. I don't want COVID. Has it happened to you yet? Those moments, man. when a year is wrapping up and you refuse to look back in fear of a lack of more moments. Oh, how we do judge. We aim to succeed, only to find defeat. What if you won the Powerball lottery today? Would that moment truly change you? Personally, I would be horrified. I would. I would be living in horrible fear. The fear of having nothing. You could win $300 million, and I would be in fear of having nothing. I'm not into resolutions, but I am into sharing the story. Do me a favor. Jot things down, a few of your moments. Oh, this isn't for you. Jot down some moments in 2022 and give them to the future reader. Share your story, or someone is going to write it for you. I'm Errol, and that's The Daily Mess.